projector. And
so I'm here talking with Steve from Black Country Touring. Steve, introduce yourself.
Hi, my name is Steve Johnston. I'm one of the co-artistic directors from Black Country Touring.
And how did you come about to be involved with this banner play?
Well, we've been working with Carly before. We'd done a project with them where we'd been doing a series of workshops in communities and developing a play. And Janet had been to see some of our site-specific work that we do. And then Janet had this idea for doing a play in kitchens. And she started talking to us because we were the people who knew about doing site-specific things and would be interested in this kind of things. And through the work we'd done previously, we'd have access into the local South Asian community to try and get it into people's homes. So that's where the original relationship came from. And it then developed with Birmingham Rep, and we got a great three-way relationship going with everybody supporting from their different areas of expertise. And the first run of Benner was highly successful because of that, really, because we had so much good support all around for things.
Yeah. And the challenge of coming in to do the one-offs in people's private homes, how's that for you as a company? Because I guess in a way, by hiring a house for a month or however long you put this into people, into the home, you kind of eventually get a bit of an ease because you know you can just drill it out like you can in a theatre. This must up the ante quite something, coming in to do a one-off.
Well, when we first started doing it, that was the thing that really excited us, because we knew we could do site-specific things. We knew we could go into spaces and take people into them and create special events that they would really relate to and really enjoy. But what we hadn't tried to do was take theatre right into people's homes. And actually, it's very funny, because when I was at Dartington years and years ago, it was something that people talked about, this idea that you could do theatre in people's homes and it would be very exciting. And that stayed and lodged with us. And through the work that Black Country Touring has been doing for 4 or 5 years now, we've got very strong links to particular people in communities that we knew that by going through those community links, we would find people who had kitchens that were big enough trust in us to allow us to do it, and enough of a sense of adventure to want to participate. And we were very lucky. This time last year, we did 5 performances in people's homes, and they were a wide range of homes, culturally. So we had people from very different cultural backgrounds taking it. But it went universally well in all the homes. It was a really joyful experiment, actually.
Fantastic. And so who makes up the audience in the private view homes?
There, we ask the person whose house it is to host it. So we ask them to bring in friends, family, people who will appreciate it, invite their neighbours. And that has been responded to in different ways. For some people, they went, because I'm having this, I've decided to invite the neighbours from 3 doors down because I haven't really spoken to them, and I thought it might be a really interesting way of getting them into the house. And or I've got the people next door and they never go to theatre, so I thought I'd get them to come in. And other people have invited their friends. The first call that we put out, Bobby Tuana was interviewed on the BBC Asian Network, and we got a phone call from a woman in Leicester who was desperate to have it, but of course we were doing it in the Black Country. But she said, that's all right, my mother-in-law has a house in Wolverhampton, we'll do it there.
So there's a real sense of kind of excitement around the idea, and it isn't, you're not lacking people stepping up then?
No, I mean, it's with the right running times, you can do anything, can't you? You just need the right time and the right speed of development. And, you know, it's been a nurturing process. The first time we did it, we deliberately didn't go into a complete stranger's house.
Yes.
We went into a house of somebody we knew, because that way we had some control over the experiment, as it were.
Which is important, I guess, really.
I think it's really important, because we can't afford to experiment on people and get it wrong. There has to be trust in the relationship, and we have to know what the parameters are. Yeah. And so you have to take things step at a time.
Fantastic. Well, it's been lovely chatting to you, and thanks very much for sharing.